Telc. English A2. School. Mock Examination 1. Listening Comprehension Part 1. You will now hear 5 short texts. Listen to each text and then decide whether each of the statements in items 19 to 23 is true or not true. Mark plus for true and minus for not true on your answer sheet. You will hear each text twice. Now you will have half a minute to read the 5 statements.
Five pupils talk about sport.
Number 19.
The only sport I like is tennis. We don't play it at my school, but there is a tennis club near my house. I like playing outside, so I usually play tennis 4 times a week in the summer. I play in the winter too, but only once a week. That's all the sport I do. The only sport I like is tennis. We don't play it at my school, but there is a tennis club near my house. I like playing outside, so I usually play tennis 4 times a week in the summer. I play in the winter too, but only once a week. That's all the sport I do.
Number 20.
I hate most sports. The only sport I enjoy is skiing. I live in a city, so I can't go skiing when I am at home. But my family and I go to the mountains in France every Christmas, and then we all ski. Even my grandmother. I hate most sports. The only sport I enjoy is skiing. I live in a city, so I can't go skiing when I am at home. But my family and I go to the mountains in France every Christmas, and then we all ski. Even my grandmother.
Number 21.
Well, let's see. On Tuesdays, I play football. On Thursdays, I go running, and I swim every weekend. That makes me feel good and helps me learn better, and I never have to watch what I eat. Everybody should exercise and do sport. Well, let's see. On Tuesdays, I play football. On Thursdays, I go running, and I swim every weekend. That makes me feel good and helps me learn better, and I never have to watch what I eat. Everybody should exercise and do sport.
Number 22.
Every Saturday, my brother and I go to a football match to watch our team play. My brother also plays football at school, but I hurt my knee last year, so unfortunately I can't play at the moment. Sometimes I watch a game on television with my friends. That's fun too. Every Saturday, my brother and I go to a football match to watch our team play. My brother also plays football at school, but I hurt my knee last year, so unfortunately I can't play at the moment. Sometimes I watch a game on television with my friends. That's fun too.
Number 23.
When I was younger, I did lots of sports. I was even in the school swimming team. But now I think sport takes up too much time. I have so much homework now that if I have some free time, I prefer going to the cinema or meeting my friends. When I was younger, I did lots of sports. I was even in the school swimming team. But now I think sport takes up too much time. I have so much homework now that if I have some free time, I prefer going to the cinema or meeting my friends.
End of listening comprehension, part one. Listening comprehension, part two. You will now hear two short texts. Listen to each text and then decide whether each of the statements in items 24 to 25 is true or not true. Mark plus for true and minus for not true on your answer sheet. You will hear each text twice. Now read sentence number 24. You will have 15 seconds for this. Number 24.
Hello, everybody. Listen carefully. There are some changes to your timetable this week. Please write this down. Your maths lesson on Tuesday morning will now be in room 25 and not in room 33. And all your French lessons have been cancelled for this week, because Mr. Daley is ill. That means no French again until next week. Also, your computer class has been changed from Wednesday morning to Friday morning. It is still an hour and a half and starts at 11 a.m. Hello, everybody. Listen carefully. There are some changes to your timetable this week. Please write this down. Your maths lesson on Tuesday morning will now be in room 25 and not in room 33. And all your French lessons have been cancelled for this week because Mr. Daley is ill. That means no French again until next week. Also, your computer class has been changed from Wednesday morning to Friday morning. It is still an hour and a half and starts at 11 a.m.
Now read sentence number 25. You'll have 15 seconds for this. Number 25.
evening and welcome to Cheap Buy Supermarket. We have some great offers for you here tonight. Save 25% on Cheap Buy washing powder. Yes, that's 25%. Or buy two bottles of shiny shower gel for the price of one. That's right. Buy one bottle of shower gel and get a second bottle free. Plus, now you can really enjoy our luxury chocolates. Buy two boxes and get a third box free. But hurry, these offers are tonight only. Good evening and welcome to Cheap Buy Supermarket. We have some great offers for you here tonight. Save 25% on Cheap Buy washing powder. Yes, that's 25%. Or buy two bottles of shiny shower gel for the price of one. That's right. Buy one bottle of shower gel and get a second bottle free. Plus, now you can really enjoy our luxury chocolates. Buy two boxes and get a third box free. But hurry, these offers are tonight only.
End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2. Listening Comprehension, Part 3. You will now hear 5 short texts. Listen to each text, and then decide whether each of the statements in items 26 to 30 is true or not true. Mark plus for true and minus for not true on your answer sheet. You will hear each text twice. Number 26.
On our guided tour this morning, we will walk along the Thames River, passing Shakespeare's historic Globe Theatre and the new Tate Modern Art Gallery. Unfortunately, we don't have time to see these places from the inside this morning, but they are very interesting if you have time later in your stay. A tour of the Globe Theatre costs £6, and the Tate Modern is free. On our guided tour this morning, we will walk along the Thames River, passing Shakespeare's historic Globe Theatre and the new Tate Modern Art Gallery. Unfortunately, we don't have time to see these places from the inside this morning, but they are very interesting if you have time later in your stay. A tour of the Globe Theatre costs £6. And the Tate Modern is free.
Number 27.
Hi, it's Amy. I'm having a party on Saturday night. It's at my house, you know the address, and it starts at 8 p.m. If the weather is nice, we're going to have a barbecue in the garden. If it rains, we can eat in my kitchen. Do you eat meat? I've forgotten. Hope to see you there. Don't be late. Bye. Hi, it's Amy. I'm having a party on Saturday night. It's at my house, you know the address, and it starts at 8 p.m. If the weather is nice, we're going to have a barbecue in the garden. If it rains, we can eat in my kitchen. Do you eat meat? I've forgotten. Hope to see you there. Don't be late. Bye.
Number 28.
And now it's time for Gary Brown's weekly program about animals. Today, Gary visits a woman in Scotland who lives in a small house in the country with 22 cats and 3 dogs. And where do they all sleep? In her bedroom, of course. And now it's time for Gary Brown's weekly program about animals. Today, Gary visits a woman in Scotland who lives in a small house in the country with 22 cats and 3 dogs. And where do they all sleep? In her bedroom, of course.
Number 29.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 4-year-old Lisa Thompson has lost her parents. Would one of Lisa Thompson's parents please come to the main entrance right away? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, 4-year-old Lisa Thompson has lost her parents. Would one of Lisa Thompson's parents please come to the main entrance right away?
Number 30.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dublin Youth Hostel. Let me give you some information about this hostel. There is a kitchen on each floor for you to do your own cooking. We only ask that you wash up after you have finished cooking. There is also a TV room on the second floor. You can watch television there until 11 p.m. every night. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dublin Youth Hostel. Let me give you some information about this hostel. There is a kitchen on each floor for you to do your own cooking. We only ask that you wash up after you have finished cooking. There is also a TV room on the second floor. You can watch television there until 11 p.m. every night.
That's the end of listening comprehension. Thank you for listening.